This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. Friday is upon us, the 7th of July, so we have 1 week in the 7th month. So today will be 7-7-17. Everybody make note of that, please. 7-7-17. You may not check out, at least until the program is over. Thank you very much. Those are the rules, and that's it. The DJ V Show on the air with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Yesterday, doggone it, we missed two important things, and I will not have that happen to us today. Yesterday was International Kiss Day.
Oh. It was also National Fried Chicken Day.
Yes, it was. We disappointed our audience beyond belief. So today is National Tire Day. Make sure that you get run over by a good tire, not a bald one. Or buy a new tire if you need a new tire. That's, by the way, not a good thing to do, buy one tire.
Gotta buy a couple.
Yeah, buy two so that they're balanced on each of the axles. All right? It could be that today... I have to check this out. Today could be International Axle Day. You want to miss that?
Like Axl Rose, or
yeah, that could be it. Right. Or Axel. Was it? What was Eddie Murphy's character name? Axel something. In
Axel Foley.
Axel Foley.
How exactly do you celebrate National Axle Day?
You take an axle.
Take it for a spin.
Or not, whichever you. Have a big time with somebody named Axel. How many of you are volunteering to do things in your life? Jennifer, you volunteer with the pet shelters, right?
Huh?
Yes,
I do. Of course I do.
That's Victoria, awesome. Answers, huh?
Take two. Victoria. Is
yes.
A pet volunteer. They aren't pets, really.
Stop stealing my gig, Victoria.
No, I know.
It's your own show.
Today is International Jennifer Day. All right, so Jennifer, what do you volunteer to do?
This program. what have I volunteered for? Gosh, I volunteered for political campaigns. I volunteered for the Alzheimer's Association in the past. It just depends. It depends on what moves me.
All right, and Kara, what about you? You don't have
not just say this program or an animal shelter.
Well, you already said that. Not all that much.
Not all that much.
No.
What do you volunteer for, Dougie?
Are you not volunteer? I have a large farm. You remember?
This program and an animal shelter.
Yeah, right. Right. This program and the farm. Both of those things. The idea of volunteering, the world of volunteering, is looking, as is usually the case, for help. But there are more and more and more things that you can give yourself to. I find it very interesting. There are two things that are increasing rapidly in our society. The kinds of things where you can volunteer and help, and the number of 501c3s, that is nonprofit organizations, and a lot of people are donating their money because they think that's the right way to volunteer. Is that really what volunteering is all about, just giving money? Or does it require time? Which is the preference? A lot of the nonprofits that people... The way I find it interesting, a lot of nonprofits do it the old way, ask you to do envelopes and make fundraising calls and that stuff. But according to stats, and I don't know how the government gets these stats, but then how does the government get anything? The government knows everything about all of us. 38 million Americans volunteered last year to do something. So that's one-third of the population. So we've got to be here, two-thirds of the population, at least the female population of this program, give some of their time to help in some way, shape, or form. There's the Corporation for National and Community Service called CNCS that thinks that it's important for people to understand how important their contribution is, because obviously volunteering means you don't get paid. So would the Salvation Army exist, for example, without volunteers? And think about it up and down. Would any of these good, I have a ton of them here in Framingham, in the town where I live. I do give of my time to some things that are helpful, I hope. That's the idea for doing this. We have a community garden, and I give them their manure every year. How's that for volunteering? A truckload of manure. Wow. And they say, thank you, this is wonderful. I say, no, I do it every day.
Shovel manure.
Yeah. but 65 million people volunteered in one way or another in Europe. I find that interesting. It's just people volunteering to do things, comparing America to volunteers. So more people volunteer in Europe than do in America. I don't know why that's important. I'm not even sure that it is. So here you go. The number of people my age volunteering, the volunteer rate among baby boomers is 33%. The volunteer rate for those who are millennials is 24%.
Oh, we must be terrible people.
Yes.
Don't feel so bad. It's not you, Kara. It's just your peers.
Minus the fact that I said I don't volunteer.
Well, there you go. The yeah. typical millennial. There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't want you to feel bad, but thanks for pointing it out.
So this is kind of a fun way to look at the numbers, but it
don't
is
baby
an idea.
Boomers have a little bit more time to volunteer if you're retired?
Oh please, like millennials have jobs. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Well, how much time do you think I have in my day? I delivered last night. This is not. Oh, Doug Stephanie's really great. This shows you how crazy I am more than anything else, in terms of what I do with my time. Yesterday, after I got off the air, did the usual business stuff. About 1 o'clock, got to the farm, raked up a field of hay, baled a field of hay. Had two young 16-year-old kids on the hay wagon for the first time. It was very cute to watch them struggle to try to make a load out of it. It was kind of cool. They fell off the wagon.
I've done that a few times.
Really? I would like to say that's really sometime this fall. We're going to have a weekend on the farm, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to bring Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen for a weekend on the farm. And perhaps we'll have a videography. I know, Bob. We'll get Bob
Kay. You think you're going to laugh, but I'm going to tell you, at least for this girl, I'm going to just speak for myself. I spent a lot of time visiting my uncle's farm, so don't think that you're going to freak me out. I can milk that cow, and I can drive a tractor, so...
All right. Well, that'll be the test. The first test will be how easy... We're just going to put you on a tractor, and you will be... give you any instruction. I'll just say, okay, start the tractor and drive it. Let's see what happens with that. Start with that.
You better put us on one of your crappier tractors. Otherwise,
well,
you might
sure
end up
plenty
with
room.
One... Yeah, you
it
might end up with one
It will be in the middle of the
tractor.
Field. Yeah. You'll find that the tractor's in the middle of the field. Gotta do that.
Oh, so where you're driving couldn't be worse than Doug's. There was one year where Doug killed about like 10 animals.
I heard he did that on purpose, though.
No, I didn't do it on purpose.
He would feel bad about it.
Yeah. But it wasn't one year, it was one day.
Right. No, I mean, there was just a really bad day for any animal living on the Stephan farm.
Yeah, it was not a good day.
They had his face hanging up in the barn saying, watch out for this guy.
Right, with a woodchuck holding up the sign. As a matter of fact, I think that day I'm not going to recount that. Why would I recount something like that? Now, but the whole premise of this was to get people to think about volunteering. That's what I was aiming at doing and finding. You know, one of the most interesting groups is Doctors Without Borders. Because, do you know, all of you know about that group, that organization?
Yeah. Yes. I remember Doctors Without Pants better, but...
Will
and Grace.
You learned about Will and Grace? Oh, okay.
No.
Is that what you said?
That's Jen's joke, right?
Yeah.
Doctors Without Pants.
Yeah.
Oh.
Harry Connick Jr.'s character on Will and Grace, who was married to Grace, was in Doctors Without Borders. Yeah. And he went away and left Grace behind because he was working with Doctors Without Borders, but there was a hot female doctor who worked with him, and Grace made the comment, Doctors Without Borders quickly becomes Doctors Without Pants when there's hot doctors involved.
Wow. You remember the episodic television.
Pretty good, right?
Wow, that's it. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah, yeah. All right, so anyway, the point here of our wandering around is
volunteer more.
Volunteering is a great way for you to spend your spare time, satisfying, great for your head. And that's one of the goals that I think I put forth in terms of trying to do this radio program every day, the idea of having people put their head into a good place every day. It's not a challenge. I think one of the things that we don't do enough of, and I'm not being preachy, I hope it doesn't sound that way, is volunteering or helping other people. How many times have you heard me say on the air, we are all here to help in one way or another. You help yourselves, you help your family, you help people perhaps that are in your religion. And I don't know why this just came into my mind, but a lot of the Jewish people that I've known have given great amounts of time to their synagogue or to their religion. That's another way. Jennifer, have you been asked, or do you serve on any committees or anything at church? Have you been asked to?
No, not right now. I mean, really sadly, and this is just truth, is I just don't have a lot of time right now because I've got four different jobs, and really during the weekend, Saturday is my only day off. And so I know that's selfish probably, but at this point for my own mental health, I kind of just don't have time. But I mean, I have in the past. My mom was a great example of volunteering at church. She used to do a ton of work for our parish. But, I'm sure at some point I'll get back to that.
It's just a trend. It's how you spend your time and food for thought. So I came up with, I'm not a doctor. You couldn't volunteer. But of all of the volunteer organizations, I think that's perhaps on the pinnacle, the top of the apex of the tower of specific groups that give a specific amount of their time to a cause. And it's a fabulous cause. But there are other things you can do. Things that just help your neighbors, friends, people. There's a fellow that I know who drives volunteers on a van that goes around and picks up seniors and indigent.
That's a great one.
And the people that can't get around, don't have cars, don't have money, or are sick, and brings them to things. They bring them to, there's a big senior center down in Knobscot here, and they go to play cards, or they go to the grocery store, or they go. This guy gives, this is a four-hour gig, and he does it twice a week. So it's just something that I believe is worth our time and effort to think about. If somebody asks you to do something, instead of spending 4 hours in front of the TV set or whatever, spend 3 hours in front of the TV set and 1 hour doing something that at the end of the game, it'll all be about you anyway because you'll feel so good having done something worthwhile for other people. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing?
It does make you feel good. Yeah, it does.
All right, now, as we proceed, 20 minutes past the hour, Dr. Feelgood here on the DJV show.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
We use cell
phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mundo Bizarro music news. How to translate Mundo Bizarro? This is one of my favorite expressions. Nobody wants to translate Mundo Bizarro.
That's mucho bizarro.
Right.
No, Mundo.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Mundo. No, no. Mundo is not mucho. You could
Mundo's
be.
Mundo's a lot. It's a lot
mucho,
of bizarro.
You could be mucho Mundo Bizarro.
That's a lot of bizarro.
It is. Mundo is world. So it's a very bizarre world that we live in, Master Jack. And to start out a focus on that, there's a new handwritten letter that's been unearthed that Tupac Shakur wrote to his former girlfriend, Ms. Madonna Cardellucci, or whatever her name is. What's her last name? Carpaccioni?
Ciccone?
Ciccone, that too, yes. All right, so Tupac's dead, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
Still dead.
Some people think he's working at Burger King with Elvis, but...
Really?
Isn't he a hologram? I think he was the first hologram, right?
Was he?
Sure. Yeah.
He ended his relationship with Madonna, the material girl, because she's white. There's a letter that's dated January 15th, 1995, that showed up yesterday. Shows Tupac in a reflective space. I'm sure he was there often, where he confessed how he believed their relationship would damage his career. Yeah, right. That's what we like. Is when, well, I'm not saying that. I was just thinking of protecting. Thank you for editing what you were about to say, Doug. You're welcome. For those of you ladies, you can thank me because you wouldn't have liked what I was going to say.
Thank
you.
You
know it a lot of other people anyway.
Okay.
Quote from the letter, for you to be seen with a black woman, I'm sorry,
man.
For you to be seen with a black man would in any way jeopardize your career. If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting. The letter reads, but for me, at least in my previous perception, I felt due to my image, I'd be letting down half of the people who made me what I was, or what I thought I was. He also said part of the breakup came from his ego. In the letter, he references an interview Madonna did in which she alludes to dating a number of men. Is that at the same time?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, right. So he had hurt feelings? That's why
I guess
he ended
so.
That's really why he ended his relationship with her, because he had hurt feelings. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, that's what I say. In an interview where you said I'm off to rehabilitate all the rappers and basketball players or something to that effect, those words cut me deeply. This is a letter to Madonna. Seeing as how I had never known you to be with any rappers beside me. It was at this moment out of hurt and natural instinct to strike back and defend my hurt and ego that I said a lot of things. In the time since, as you can see, I've grown both spiritually and mentally. It no longer matters how I am perceived. He's dead, so who cares how he's perceived?
Well, this was written in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1995.
It's not like he's writing this from the grave.
No, I know.
I know.
Yeah. So this letter is for sale, right?
It's going to be auctioned, yeah.
Yeah, for the big bucks.
I know, and Doug, you're going to buy it, right?
Yeah.
Lining up. Are you getting your assets together?
I have my assets together, and they're doing just fine. Thank you, Jennifer.
I just am surprised.
For a letter.
I never knew that that these two even dated.
No, it was a really big secret. And I paid attention to that stuff a lot back then.
And you didn't know it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, so also from the Mucho Mundo Bizarro World, Lady Gaga has done something a lot of other people have done, but I think she's perfected how to do it and get a lot of dough out of it. She performed at a wedding for $10 million. Wow. And the bride had a golden wedding cake, $500,000 floral arrangement. Who is this person?
She's the daughter of the wealthiest man in Russia, and she married the son of the other wealthiest man in Russia.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Looks like a good match to me.
Ah, there you go. Oh, sorry, Gaga got $2 million. The $10 million was for everything else. 28 past the hour.
Find your center. And here's a hint. It's not in other people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The center of who you are is within. That might sound pretty obvious, or does it? How many times have you placed your sense of peace or happiness in the hands of others? How many times have you expected others to act and speak in a certain way, and then were let down when they didn't? The bottom line is, we have all, at least at times, put our happiness in the hands of others. Still, time and again, none of us has found lasting happiness. But peace and happiness are not things we find outside of ourselves. To find peace, which I really believe is the ultimate goal for all of us, we have to find our center. To do that, we need to go inward. There are certainly ways to find your center. And if you're interested, visit drchristianconti.com.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination, and for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Our work. Let's get started, actually. Hardly a day goes by that we haven't gotten a lot of work under our belt by this time of the day. 34 after the hour, speaking of time, this is Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Or, you know what? Let's go around the room. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Kara Schillen.
I'm not. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Victoria Keelan.
All right. How many?
And this is 60 Minutes.
So going shopping today for the weekend to get groceries? Everybody who's going to do that, raise your hands, please.
I'll be shopping tomorrow.
I did my order for Amazon Fresh, so I'm good.
That's what I need to do again. Yep.
Amazon Fresh
is so convenient.
So by doing that, you will be avoiding supermarket shopping carts. Correct?
True. Very true. Yes.
Supermarket shopping. It's a new Whole Foods opening up down the street tomorrow. Everybody's all excited. Wow, this is going to be great. Why? There's another one on the other side of town. No, this is going to be brand new. What's that got to do with anything? Well, they'll have new carts. So you may want to rethink using a cart the next time you're at the supermarket or the food store, because it turns out they are full of germs and bacteria. Everybody's researching everything, right? I mean, who really has enough time on his or her hands to figure out how many germs there are in the shopping cart? These people better get a life.
Somebody.
Yeah.
It's not a genius. I mean, have you looked at those things? They're disgusting. Yeah.
But even the handles,
I touched something sticky on the last shopping cart I touched.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be following the directions of this study.
Yeah.
All right. So this is, as is being suggested here, results of the study not pretty. There are different types of supermarket germs, too, by the way, as there are different types of carts. There's the big cart, there's the little cart, there's that thing that you pick up that you carry under your arms. Yeah, right. And there are also things are different depending on the kind of store you shop in, whether it's a big, the upmarket stores like Wegmans or Whole Paycheck. There's the budget superstore like Walmart. Are the germs better in Target than they are in Walmart under the circumstances? Who's got the best germs? Are we saying Whole Foods has the best germs?
Well, they have the least amount of germs, I think.
Ah. So, here's what
I don't know how that is, though.
How they have fewer germs?
Oh, yeah. I do. Because the people that go there are show-offs, and so they shop without a cart.
No.
They just hold everything.
I just thought that they washed their hands before they went.
Yeah, they washed their hands before they went.
No, go with me here.
Okay. The traditional stores found to have the least clean carts. They harbor 361 times more germs, more bacteria, than the average doorknob. Wow. These people are really digging it. That's what they're comparing. Who knows how much germ, let's take your doorknob. And if you're in Jennifer's neighborhood, probably different amount of germs than in Victoria's neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, I have tons more germs on our doorknobs.
And I live in, germs are not allowed. So you'll not find any germs at my place.
Or you only have the best-dressed germs.
Right. Budget store carts had 270 times the number of germs as a toilet handle has.
That's gross.
So gross.
This is seriously making me. I was going to go to Wegmans.
Good morning
tomorrow,
and good day, everybody.
Like,
yes,
really
here we
rethinking.
Are. Checking out carts at the stores. excuse me. Carts at superstores discovered to be significantly more hygienic, with just three times the number of bacteria that usually is found on your kitchen counter.
Yes. I could live with that.
Your kitchen counter is a dirty pigsty mess.
So that means Target and Walmart are better than regular grocery stores.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, the food's not as good, though.
The difference when they compare it to your counter is that those are your germs. And
right.
I think that's a big difference. I mean, your germs are a lot different than someone else's germs.
So what am I supposed to do? Not use a cart?
Bacterial wipes?
Bring wipes. I guess I can just wear plastic gloves. Come from a detective
scene. Okay. Thank you for asking that question.
CSI Kara.
You see, your reaction is the typical reaction, which is the wrong reaction.
Oh, okay.
The reason the germs, you didn't see or hear in there any way of fixing the problem, because in reality, it really isn't a problem. The more germs you're exposed to like this, the healthier you are. You'll probably, what? What are you talking about? We have become germophobes in this country, and thus our immune systems are at an all-time low, and thus medicines and treatments are at an all-time high because people don't have strong immune systems. And I use myself as an example of, I put myself out there, as a matter of fact, because of my exposure to germs, to dirt, to the farm, all the things that I grew up around. I have a fabulously, thank you, healthy immune system. And So the more things you've heard me tell the story about bringing Miles out and having him jump into the dirt pile and his father being upset with me, but it's really the best thing you could do for your child. We've grown up in this sterile atmosphere. I don't even know where it came from, but part of it is our trend away from the farm. People, it used to be, even when I was a kid, maybe 8%, 10% of the country had some connection to the land. Now it's only 2%. The rest of people, they don't know where milk comes from. They don't know where the food comes from. They don't know anything about the farm. But the farm is the healthiest place, and that's why so many fewer people, even though we're living longer, are we living healthier? That's always the question. Are we living healthier lives, or are we just living longer?
That's a good question. I would definitely say just longer.
Yeah.
We're being propped up with statins and all kinds
right.
of stuff.
Kinds
we don't even know what the long-term effects will be.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting you go, out and get yourself bitten by a rodent or something like that.
But you can just go touch it, lick a shopping cart.
Yeah, right.
Fear factor.
Okay, so let me ask this question then.
Yes, Jennifer.
Would you rather lick a shopping cart or one of Doug's oldest farm boots, the bottom of it?
Oh,
Victoria,
God.
Go.
Oh, man. Oh, I think I'd lick a shopping cart.
I think so, too. I feel like there's less things that are likely to actually fall off into my mouth. Doug's shoe. You know it's got a bunch of stuff on the bottom.
Why do we come up with this one? Isn't there a better comparative? I'm not suggesting I lick my shoes. I'm just saying I'm exposed to lots of dirt. The other day I got a huge splinter in my hand, and I tried to get it out and kind of botched the job. And there's still a little bit.
What'd you do to disinfect it?
I always use hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
Stuck a needle in there, but there's still a little piece of it left in there, so it's a little swollen. So I put that stuff that the hospitals use to clean things, that brown liquid.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? It covers that when you go to the hospital.
It's like an iodine thing. Isn't
it? It's like an iodine, biodine or something like that. And it's swollen. It's kind of ugly to look at. What I was thinking is taking a picture of it and posting it online at DJV, and you can look at...
I love that you embrace social media, but...
The next question, Victoria and Kara, is would you rather chew Doug's splinter out with your teeth?
Oh!
No, that's just it.
Or...
I think it's a resounding no on that one.
I really have encouraged Doug to embrace social media and posting more things, but that's not it.
Really?
No.
Just take a picture of my...
A swollen splinter? No.
Oh, God.
All right. Other food news besides what's chewing on my finger. There's a study out about chocolate today. The world and chocolate. There are always these cheery articles about the health benefits of chocolate. Everybody says, wow, look at that. I told you it was good for you. It's sort of not from the same league as the people who used to say smoking was good for you. But there's a lot of marketing going on. Who thought there's big pharma, there's big food, there's big cocoa. Sounds like a wrestler, doesn't it? That's big cocoa on the ring
there
now.
There used to be a wrestler called Coco Beware.
There was a wrestler whose name I can't remember, but he used to do the cocoa butt. That was his thing. The cocoa butt was his attack on the opposite people. Anyway, I'm off the track again. You ladies keep... something very important into people's heads here, and you're distracting me and diverting my attention from the matter at hand. Last year, Big Cocoa boasted a $100 billion sales number. Imagine that. $100 billion worth of chocolate was sold last year around the world. $22 billion of it was in the U.S. alone. Consumption is growing at a rate of 6%. And some feel the chocolate industry is fueling demand by underscoring with research how good chocolate is for you. And that's true, but it's not all chocolates, because the sweet chocolate that I like, for example, has added sugar, has bad quality vegetable oils in it, and emulsifiers that are cheap. I'm talking about a Mars bar, for example. I love Three Musketeers. 27 grams of carbohydrates, 166 calories. I know Jennifer's saying to herself, I don't want to hear all of this.
No. Why are you ruining a good thing?
Milk chocolate might reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. That's according to a recent study. But the conclusion has been challenged on the basis that chocolate consumption might simply be a marker of affluence that's associated with better health anyway. So I bought 3 chocolate bars when I was at the store the other day. I brought them over and put them in Meredith's refrigerator. She promptly gave them back to me. Anyway,
nobody wants that hanging around, looking at you all day long.
Right. Let's see here. The fact is that if you want to get the best out of chocolate, you use high test chocolate, which is like high test gasoline, which uses unrefined sugar. Who's laughing? Kara, that was you laughing. Why are you laughing?
Was I? Wow, that's a surprise to me.
Chuckle. It was a chuckle here somewhere. Having an acquired taste for chocolate. The good chocolate helps circulation. This sounds like an ad for Super Beats. Yeah, chocolate may reduce the risk of atrial fibrillation. Say it again, Doug. Atrial fibrillation, which is Dr. Ken, he describes it as your heart is beating like a bag of worms. My father had that. As a matter of fact, that's what caused his stroke, ultimately. He took medication for it for 40 years. It thickened up his blood, and that was the end of him. Let's see. Chocolate combats high blood pressure. Wow. Chocolate is a brain food. Chocolate improves your mood. Jennifer, you should have some.
These are all things I tell myself every day as I'm eating chocolate.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
You've been rather snarky this morning so far, so. Chocolate fights wrinkles.
What 2 hours of sleep will do to you, Dougie?
Let's see here. Chocolate can make you feel sexier. Aha! So, the ups and the downs of chocolate.
Wait, before we leave chocolate and cocoa, has anyone heard of this thing called Coco Loco? I saw it on the news the other day. Coco Loco. Apparently, it's a snortable chocolate.
Yes, I heard about that. You can snort it.
Yeah, so it's supposed to have the same effects as like an energy drink, and it's this mix of chocolate and some other stuff. And I guess it's not FDA approved, unsurprisingly, but it's going to go into stores, and it's chocolate that you can snort, and for like 30 minutes to a half an hour, it gives you a buzz without being a drug. This does not sound like a good thing
to me.
Wow,
no.
Really?
But, you know.
What is it called? Choco Loco?
Coco Loco.
Coco Loco.
It's like Four Loco, but not banned yet.
Coco Loco.
And not alcoholic.
Coco Loco and Coco Loco is in this Mucho Mondo Bizarro World of ours. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mucho Mondo Bizarro World brought to you by Coco Loco at 11 minutes for the hour.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.12%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots. so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through August 2nd. While supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Napa Know-How.
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that. Like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside. And donating $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good. And save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Making 53 after the hour. Time now for us to look at the chart for the week of July 3rd to the 7th of important technology news. Number 5 to number 1, that would be the job of Victoria Keelan, who will do twice as well this week, because she wasn't here last week, because she got married. So now we're going to marry, in your mind, 5 important items, starting with how to book your travel plans in the future.
Well, I know. This is very futuristic, and I'm loving this. You can now use emojis to book your travel plans. There are 56 new emojis rolling out this year, in addition to the currently there's around 1,800 emojis, and it's becoming easier and easier to use them in various ways. A few companies are actually getting into the emoji travel search engine area. Kayak, which is one of the most popular travel search engines, has recently started letting users just type in an emoji into the search bar to book flights and hotels. So what they've done, there are 10 basic emojis right now that they're using. The Statue of Liberty, obviously, is New York City. A shamrock is for Dublin. A maple leaf, Toronto, etc. So all you have to do is just type in the emoji in the search engine, nothing else, no words. And so the next thing that they're probably going to work on are country flags.
Dumbing down of America, the dumbing gets dumber. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. But the interesting thing is they want to put the next 15 city emojis into play, except some of them could be used, like a palm tree could be Beverly Hills or it could be Florida. So they're voting now. They want people to take a poll. So who gets a beer mug? I mean, I would probably think of Chicago with beer, maybe. But who gets a pretzel? Who gets a baseball? Who gets a cup of coffee? A high heel?
I'd think of Milwaukee
Oh, that's right. Milwaukee would be a good beer one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the funny thing is, who gets the poop emoji?
Framingham.
Framingham. So that's the next thing. If you want to go on to Kayak, they have a poll right now that's running, and you can vote on what your city's emoji should be.
Number four on the list as we move ourselves toward number one of the hot hits in news from the technology world.
Volvo announced this week that they are abandoning the traditional car engine and that they will no longer have vehicles that are solely powered by gasoline or diesel fuel by the year 2019. At that time, everything will be electric or electric hybrid. And if all goes according to plan, Volvo will be the first major automaker to completely abandon the conventional car engine. Of course, they are in the market now to keep up with Tesla. Tesla has been very successful. BMW has also announced that their very popular 3 Series vehicles later this year will have an electric version as well. Mm-hmm. So Volvo says it will launch 5 new fully electric cars between 2019 and 2021.
Number 3 on the list of focus on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook has another new way of identifying fake news, which we know is a big problem with Facebook, starting from the election. And so now they've changed their algorithm, and they found that Facebook users who post a lot, you know, a lot means 50-plus times per day, are often the ones sharing the fake news. These might be people who are being paid to do it, or they're just troublemakers. Facebook obviously doesn't know, you know, the motivation behind it, but they have at least identified these people. And so now the way they've adjusted their algorithm, you will not be seeing those types of stories and those posts in your news feed. It's not a perfect system. It's yet another way that Facebook is trying to combat the problem, though.
Number 2 is a schmisher.
Smishing. Well, we've heard of phishing, and so now smishing is for text messages, and it sounds funny, but it is very serious. Cyber criminals are now trying to lure people into revealing their account information and open up themselves to identity fraud through text messages, and the way they're doing it is pretty sneaky. Bank of America has had a problem this week with people fraudulently sending text messages on their behalf, asking users to verify their PIN number and saying basically that there's a problem, a breach with their account, and that they need their PIN immediately. If you get a text message if you're a Bank of America customer and you get this text message, delete it immediately and call your bank and make sure nothing fraudulent has happened. They also warn that if you have signed up for a contest and you get a text saying that you won and you have to give some sort of information, don't fall for that either. And essentially, don't enter contests where you have to give out your phone number, your cell phone number, because that always ends badly. So don't do that.
Amazon Prime Day is coming, and that's the number one item in the tech stories of this week.
That's right. Amazon's unofficial holiday is Tuesday, July 11th. But for the first time, Amazon is extending shopping beyond 24 hours. You get early access at 9 p.m. Monday, July 10th, and the sale wraps up at 3 a.m. on July 12th. They say this year that this is the year, Amazon Prime Day, to get the best deal if you're looking for a brand new TV.
Really?
That's what they say.
Wow, all that information in just 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. It's 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.